Here we are in Brisbane's trendy suburb of Bulimba, right here on Oxford Street. I'm about to introduce you to an architect, Dion Simonara, and he's about to show us through his own design. He's complemented the old with the new really, really well. As soon as I finish this coffee, we'll head down and have a look.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hi, Lisa.
I really want to show you through the house. Come on in.
Thank you. Dion, you just can't beat the charm of an old Queenslander.
Yeah, that's right. It's a lovely home, and wanting to preserve the existing shell of the house and recycle that space was a really important part of our requirements. So we could mix old and new together. We could make everything work,
yep.
And we could live in modern times, but with the character house.
Yeah. So this site here, how long have you been here for, and what was it before? So
I bought the property many years ago, but when we got married, we did some transactions and settled it here for ourselves, and we started renovating in 2000. So we did a renovation over a couple of years. The majority of the bulk of this renovation that you see here today. And we've just finished a second phase renovation now, 2012, and it's basically given it the extra contemporary edge and given us a real, real exciting kitchen, which we really want to show you.
Okay, let's have a look.
Excellent.
The entry to this house is via the stairs that leads to the upper level. The formal lounge and the main bedroom are on this level. The stunning kitchen and casual living space opens up to the deck. On the ground floor are two more bedrooms.
The kitchen's a fantastic space. I'm someone who loves to cook, love baking with the children. Now I have so much space that there's no fighting on who, you know, gets up to stir, because there's plenty of room for everybody to be in the space. But particularly in the morning, the children are able to have breakfast, you've got plenty of room to make lunches, everything just opens up, and when you finish you close it all down and it looks great.
The thing about living in Queensland is you can have dark colours in a room like this because everything's so bright outside.
Definitely.
And it really does complement. I mean, if you're in Tasmania or you're in a cold climate, it just doesn't work, does it?
That's right. We've got the clear story that we created above the kitchen with all the big bank of louvers facing east to capture the northeast breeze through. That pours, the light just pours down over the kitchen space, so it's very much the dark colours are well lit, naturally lit all day long.
Lisa, I really love your fork and spoon. What happened there?
Well, we were actually out one day at Woolloongabba Antiques, and we'd just gone in to have something to eat with the children, and it was actually in the cafe hanging on the wall, and it was for sale, and we looked at each other and said, we really like that. So we grabbed it and took it home thinking, rather than a piece of art, it's something that really relates to the space. And it looks fantastic.
Now, I've heard about this bathroom, and I really can't wait to see it. Apparently, it's a stunner.
That's it. It's Lisa's dream. She's a bath person, bath girl.
Definitely.
So she has a bath every night. So the bath is a very good, it was a big investment. However, it's really used.
Incredible.
Yes, it's excellent. Go on.
So this is the bathroom space.
Yes.
It's really, really quite modern and really quite peaceful here.
It is. It was the one space I really wanted to be absolutely beautiful. And being a woman who loves baths, every night I have a bath, I don't do showers, it was important for me to have an absolutely beautiful bath.
You're living the life.
Definitely. Every night, bubbles, peace and quiet once the children are in bed.
How did he go as an architect?
Oh, he was good. There were moments, of course, with every client as such, where you don't agree.
Yeah.
Except when it's husband and wife, it is a little bit more difficult.
I got what I wanted and she got what she wanted. And, like, I remember there was a bit of a struggle at one time with the microwave, and then I suggested that that we use these big sliding doors arrangements to effectively cover up sort of messy detail. It's fine when the kitchen is in full working, when you're baking and doing things, to have it really open so it looks like the commercial kitchen. But then when we want to basically hide everything away and make it look clean lined and things like that. So that's where the architect comes out of me. I want it sort of clean lines, but I'm sort of very practical and want it to be very practical.
Well, thank you so much for having me in your home. It's an absolute credit to both of you.
Yep, thank you.
No worries.